There is not a single thing that Jesus cannot change, control, and conquer because he is the living Lord. That's from Franklin Graham. Hi, I'm Rob West. It's a great comfort to know that we are never alone when we face uncertainties in this life. We have a God who listens to prayer. Sharon Epps joins us today to talk about facing the unknown with faith. And then it's on to your questions at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, every now and then, it's nice to get a pep talk to buoy our spirits, and Sharon Epps is just the person to do it. She's president of Kingdom Advisors, and she's here to help us deal with these uncertain economic times. Sharon, great to have you back.
Thank you.
Sharon, I know you've been doing some research about uncertainty, and you've uncovered some really interesting things. So why don't you share what you've learned?
Well, we know that economic uncertainty is certain.
Right.
It will happen. But did you know that the International Monetary Fund has actually produced a World Uncertainty Index?
Okay.
It covers 143 countries with data for the past 60 years.
Interesting.
And right now, that uncertainty is about as high as it's been since 2000.
Hmm.
And this is a concern because uncertainty can lead to fear, decision paralysis, and irrational decision making.
There's no question about that. So let's talk about some practical steps we can take during uncertain times.
Well, first, we want to remember that God's in control.
Yeah.
And let's focus on his promises. He says, I'll never leave you or forsake you in Hebrews 13:5. He also says that if we have food and clothing, we can be content in 1 Timothy 6:8. And so we need to realize that his promises are what give us the certainty that we need.
That's right.
We also can't avoid the consequences of an economy that has not followed God's principles in its decision making. We need to know that God owns it all and we're managing it for him. And we need to be willing to ask ourselves, what's the worst thing that could happen? I think that's a great question to help overcome fear, is just go ahead and say, what's the worst thing that could happen? And then follow it up with, what's the likelihood of that happening? Remember
yeah.
how God has sustained us in the past. And then we also want to avoid the trap of thinking this is the worst it's ever been. Think back, biblical times. I could list a number, but let's just think about the Israelites. When they were released from Egypt, they were celebrating being freed from slavery, but they were out in the desert with nothing to prepare them for food, clothing, shelter, and yet God took care of them. And even in recent history, I thought this was interesting. The Harvard Business Review late last year said that over the last 6 years, we've had to grapple with 5 major uncertainty shocks. It was Brexit in 2016, the U.S. presidential election, the China-U.S. trade tensions, the COVID pandemic, and then, of course, the Ukraine war and currently the Israel war. So lots going on, and we just need to avoid that trap of thinking this is the worst it's ever been. And then finally, we need to be sure we're following God's principles. We can only control our decisions, and we need to rest assured knowing that we've done everything we can to manage our life well.
Yeah, that's so helpful just to put it all in perspective. And I love that you said it needs to come back to what we can actually do, managing our own economies. And you tell us often there's 4 things we can do with money. There's money we live on, the money we give, the money we owe, and the money we grow. What are some quick, specific things we can do in each of those 4 areas?
Well, you're going to think this is repetitious, but in living, we want to spend less than we earn.
Right.
Giving, we want to practice open-handed generosity. Owing, we want to avoid the use of debt, and growing, we want to save diligently for future needs.
Yeah, that's really helpful. Now, I know you also have some information about how folks can take a proactive approach to dealing with uncertainty and help others in the process. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, certainty is only found in God, our creator, sustainer, and provider. And that's why I'm excited about the work that FaithFi is doing to point people to God and his unchanging principles. As we look forward to 2024, we want to invite you to partner with FaithFi as we continue to create a movement of faithful stewards who withstand economic uncertainty by loving God, loving their neighbor, and making wise decisions with the money God has trusted to them. If you'd like to help us reach our $250,000 end-of-year fundraising goal, please consider a monthly or one-time financial gift to FaithFi by going to faithfi.com and click Give before December 31st.
That's exactly right. And any gift to FaithFi has a ripple effect because it helps others get their finances in order so they can give more to God's kingdom. Again, faithfi.com, just click Give. Now, Sharon, will you stick around and answer some questions with us?
I would love to.
All right. Call right now, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Rob West and Sharon Epps with you today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. We'll be right back.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. What do you enjoy eating on Christmas Day? Is it glazed ham or beef tenderloin? Maybe you're a dessert person and you love grandma's homemade cookies. The Christmas meal is a meal where you pull out all the stops and you make sure no guest leaves hungry. Sadly, in this world, there will be people who go hungry. There are those who are homeless, for those who can't make ends meet. Perhaps the Lord has placed a burden on your heart to care for those around you with these needs. Jesus, too, felt that burden. In Mary's song, she sings, "He has filled the hungry with good things." There is hope for those who are hungry. In Christ, they will be satisfied. Get daily encouragement from God's Word with Anchor Devotional. Try it out at getanchor.com.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
The world around us is constantly challenging the way we think. That's why we need a constant source of information that's based on the unchanging Word of God. I'm Jeff Shambley, and I invite you to join me for The Stand Radio, a weekly program that highlights the latest trends in culture, faith, and family. You'll hear insightful interviews with a biblical worldview application. The Stand Radio, Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 8 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from One Ascent Investments on the Faith and Finance program. They manage a comprehensive suite of value-based investment strategies designed to help Christian investors live aligned with what they value most. One Ascent believes that if your values inspire the way you live, they should also inspire the way you invest. This can be a unique form of worship. More information is available at investments.oneascent.com. That web address is investments.oneascent.com.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Well, we're so thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Sharon Epps here today. We're taking your calls and questions, 800-525-7000. That's right. If you've got a financial question, whether it's on our opening topic of economic uncertainty and how we replace fear with faith and trust, or on any financial topic as you live, give, owe, and grow, we'd love to tackle it with you today. And we've brought in the reinforcements. Sharon always loves taking your questions as we gather together this hour. So what's on your mind? Give us a call. Again, lines are open, 800-525-7000 is the number to call. You know, Sharon, as we talk about this idea of economic uncertainty, I love what you said around, you know, we can often be kind of lulled into the idea that maybe this time is different. And yet, economic uncertainty is certain, right?
It really is. In fact, historically, I think there have been more uncertain times than certain times. So I think just getting into this perspective of more of an eternal perspective, of God's perspective on it, helps us have hope and helps us realize that even though some of the details of the circumstances might be different, the difficulties aren't.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And at the end of the day, and I loved where you finished with these practical ideas on how we can manage God's money, at the end of the day, what passes through our hands is what we really have control over as stewards. And so when we get our financial houses in order, that's really the primary weapon, if you will, against uncertainty.
Well, and there's just such peace knowing I follow God's principles, but more so, I follow the God who's in control, and He's the one that will help deliver me. And I would encourage you to even think back through times God's delivered you before if you're concerned about the current time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, we've got lines open today. We'd love to tackle your questions. 800-525-7000. Let's dive in. We're going to go to Texas to begin. It sounds like Nelson has a comment on giving. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. I think it's very interesting that God requires 10% of our income and 1/7 of our time in the Sabbath. Those two fractions add up to 23% of our time, and there's 23 chromosomes we get from each parent. So God's requirements lead to life.
Oh, that's fascinating. I love that you're kind of digging into that and seeing what's maybe under the surface. You know, Sharon, as we talk about the tithe, you know, we love that as a guideline, maybe a starting point to our giving. But how do you think about giving in light of the New Testament?
Well, when you think about giving God your first and best, it's not necessarily just one number. And I think the 10% is always a good place to start. But particularly around this time of year, asking ourselves the question, looking back, have I been generous towards God? Have I been rich towards God?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in the coming year.
That's right.
And I think evaluating that question leads us far past a number or 10%, but it is, am I holding things loosely and allowing God to tell me, do I keep it or do I give it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And as you said, here in this giving season, I mean, we should be generous all year long. And yet there's a heightened awareness of generosity and giving during this Christmas season. And there should be, right? Because we're celebrating God's gift to us, Jesus born as a baby, coming to redeem us and pay the penalty for our sin. And we have the chance to extend God's grace to others through our generosity. And there's something freeing about that. I love what Ron Blue would often say, in that giving breaks the grip of money over our lives.
It does. And I think there's an appreciation for seasons that I've grown to have, that there are seasons of time that cause us to be more reflective. And so it's not we want to hurry up and give here at the end of the year just for tax advantages. I think it's more what's the season that we're in. It's a reflective season. It's a time to look back over these last 12 months and say, have I walked with the Lord the way I wanted to, including with my finances? And then to look forward and say, how do I want to walk with God differently this next year? To grow closer to Him.
I love that. Yeah, that's really good. By the way, we'll be headed back to the phones here in just a moment. We've got lines open at 800-525-7000. You know, Sharon, I love the connection between generosity and uncertainty, because going back to Ron Blue for a moment, he says money is a tool, a test, and a testimony. And if we camp out on that third one for a moment, in uncertain times, when we continue to hold God's money loosely and be generous, we're telling the world that we trust God implicitly, because even in the uncertainty, we can continue to give.
We can. And I think this mindset of no matter what I have, I can give or share with others. And as Nelson pointed out, it's not just money, it's also time. And so even if I'm in a period of uncertainty, I would encourage you to look around and say, what is it that I do have that I can offer to another? And I guarantee you it's one of the best cures for depression and hopelessness when we serve others.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We want to be in service to others. We also want to be strategic about how we give. I know you and I had a chance to spend some time yesterday on the radio talking about really being intentional in our giving. And especially at this time of year, I think we have an opportunity to really think strategically. You know, we spend a lot of time researching toasters and building our stock portfolios, but perhaps we give haphazardly and we can be more strategic in our giving, can't we?
And it actually makes it more fun. When I have a giving plan and I know that it fits within my Live, Give, Oh, Grow budget or spending plan, it frees me up to say, hey, I have money in this giving bucket, and what could I do with it? And so it starts not this how little could I give, but it's more possibility thinking.
Yeah, that's really good. And, you know, it allows us to perhaps think differently about our plan, because if we're really thoughtful about it, and Sharon mentioned the new year coming upon us here just a few weeks from now, you know, what about pushing your giving up next year? I mean, maybe think about increasing by 1 percentage point on your systematic giving. Maybe you give a gift of, a percentage of your net worth. Maybe you've never thought about giving from assets, which, Sharon, is really our biggest opportunity when we think about it, because we have somewhere between 80 and 90% of our wealth, not in the form of cash, but in the form of balance sheet assets.
Well, and that's really true no matter where you are on a struggling, stable, or surplus spectrum. It can be as simple as I have extra towels and quilts that I might want to share with the homeless shelter. Yeah. All the way up to I have stocks and bonds with appreciated value, and by giving them to charity, I don't have to take the gain and they get the value of the assets. So it can be anywhere on that spectrum where we think through, what do I have besides cash that could bless somebody else, either in the current form it's in or by transferring it where they could sell it and use it for the benefit of others.
Yeah, that's such a great opportunity. And, you know, one of the big ones that a lot of folks miss is this whole idea of a qualified charitable distribution, which, you know, if you're 70 and a half or older, you have the opportunity to give out of your IRA. Now, you may find yourself in this position where God has provided the income you need. Maybe you're living modestly on Social Security. Maybe you have that pension check. The government says if you're over typically 73 now, you've got to take a required minimum, but you don't need it. And so you could take and transfer that directly to a charity, a ministry like AFA or FaithFi or your church, and satisfy that RMD. You don't recognize it as income, and they get then the full amount to use for God's benefit. I mean, that's where we can connect our desire to really be involved in God's activity with wise giving in a way that is tax advantaged and just smart at the end of the day. And I think as stewards of God's resources, that is always a good idea. All right, Sharon Epps here today. She's with us the entire hour. We're going to be taking more of your calls and questions just around the corner. Lines are open. Anything financial, call right now, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance, and we'll be right back. Stick around.
The LGBT movement isn't new. Since 1968, it's been making its way into the Christian church, and now we're seeing parts of the church starting to affirm the quote-unquote gay Christian lifestyle. How did we get here? In the book Dangerous Affirmation, author M.D. Perkins sheds light on how Christians are being lured away from God's truth and calls us to faithfulness to God's design. You can get the ebook version of Dangerous Affirmation today at resources.afa.net.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
AFA aims to evangelize the lost and disciple the believer. AFA aims to strengthen biblical marriages and equip parents to raise godly children.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Director of the AFA Foundation, Riley Wildman.
Here in the Foundation, we help families just like yours to shore up permanent income for their retirement years through our charitable gift annuities.
Riley has served as the director of the AFA Foundation for over a decade.
Give us a call today at 800-326-4543. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345.
The AFA Foundation, the Financial Stewardship Division of the American Family Association.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience, and she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries' biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
I'm so delighted you're joining us today for Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Sharon Epps here today, president of Kingdom Advisors. We're taking your calls and questions on anything financial, 800-525-7000. Before we head back to the phone, Sharon, before the break, you were talking about the work here at Faith and Finance. You know, I'd love for you just to articulate our heart as it relates to the work that we've been called to do in equipping God's people and the significance of that, just in terms of being found faithful as stewards.
Well, I think there's many wise sources of the practical nature on how to handle money, but Faith and Finance is unique in that we want to teach you the heart of God on money and many other things as well, so that you can act in His image as a generous image bearer and act confidently out of principles. Right. And I think principle-based actions in our financial decisions help lead us to the right answers. Whereas if we have a formula, we may miss something that God has for us. And an example of that would be even our Live, Give, Owe, Grow bucket. There may be a time that God calls us to take something out of our Live bucket to give it away to somebody. So that's an example where the principles help us determine what God would have us do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, you call and I try to provide answers each day, and Sharon is doing that with me today. But we always try to direct you back to those principles so that you can make decisions moving forward. It's not just a matter of relying on someone else, although we should seek wise counsel, but that principle-based decision-making is so key, and that's where God's Word is so helpful, because those principles transcend economic uncertainty, tax codes, the economy, the stock market, whatever it is, and that gives us then confidence in making decisions. So let's do that with you and your questions today. 800-525-7000. Call right now. Let's go to Illinois. Hi, Betty. How can we help?
Hi. I was wanting to ask you about, we have CDs that we have marked for our daughter, payable on death for our funeral expenses. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering how the bank handles something like that. Do they chart if, you know, you can die any time, so it could be that there'll be penalties on that. Does the bank take those penalties out when they're cashed in? And I wondered if he's going to have to pay any taxes, or is it taxes on our estate or whatever?
Yeah, so is the CD titled jointly in the name of you and your husband with a named beneficiary, maybe a child or something?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, very good. Right. And so you're wondering, when both of you pass away and that money's needed right away for burial expenses, because that's why you have it, what if you're in the middle of that term? Sharon, I know years ago, you were in the whole banking space, so you've got some experience in this.
I do. Betty, I think you've done the right thing in having her as a named beneficiary, that way that it can pass outside of probate. But I think the question really becomes a bank policy decision more than anything, that they may choose, depending on where the CD is in its maturity term, to waive any fees or penalties if she needs access to the money for that reason and can produce your death certificate. However, that's really a bank-by-bank decision, and so I think it would be a good question to ask your banker. The other thing I would say is it's not necessarily a bad thing to have funds like that that are needed for immediate funeral expenses in more of a money market account that can be readily accessible and you're not waiting for that maturity. And at least in the last few months, the returns on some of the money market accounts are pretty close to returns on CDs, so you're really not giving up income to shift into a little bit more liquid account. So you might consider that at least for the portion that you think she might need to get to for immediate expenses.
Yeah, that's great advice. Now, Betty, I see here in my notes, did you also have a question related to 529s, perhaps, that you all have for grandchildren?
Yes, I do have those, and we have those in our Roth IRA accounts. I have two on mine, and my husband has two on his. And when we pass, do those go directly to them, or do they go to a parent or?
Yeah. And so these are specifically 529 college savings plans. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So what you would typically do is designate a successor account owner because, you know, often these are in for the benefit of the child, which is a minor. And so you would not only name that child as the one that will ultimately receive the funds to be used for qualified education expenses, but you can designate that successor account owner, or sometimes called a successor participant. And then that person would manage the account for the beneficiary, the student that you're saving for, your grandchild in this case, in the event of your death. So you might want to just check in with the 529 account owner or custodian and just make sure that that account successor is in place.
Okay. So that would just be for that account. It wouldn't be for any of the other things that are in the Roth IRA.
Yeah, and let's clarify that. So a 529 can't be held within a Roth. So you all have some Roth IRAs, and then you separately have 529s?
No, they put them in our Roth IRA.
Yeah, I would clarify that because a Roth can't hold a 529. Now, a 529 acts like a Roth IRA in the sense that you put in after-tax dollars, you don't get the deduction, it grows in sub-accounts or in mutual funds, and then as long as it's used for qualified educational expenses or, you know, K-12 up to $10,000, then you don't pay any taxes on all the gains, but it can't live inside an IRA, a Roth or a traditional. So I might just look into that. Now, each of these accounts, be it Roth, 529, CD, checking account, savings account, they would all have the ability to have their own beneficiaries. And so you'd want to make sure that those are in place and in line with your overall estate plan. And then, as we referred to earlier, the 529 has this additional element, which is beyond the beneficiary, the child, it has this successor account owner, which would be the person that would take over responsibility for the 529 until the child is ready to use it. So it may be a good time to check back in with your estate attorney just to review your documents. That's never a bad idea. They can make sure everything's in order with your will and all your beneficiary designations. Your advisor can help with that as well. Thanks for your call today. We're going to take a quick break, back with your questions. 800-525-7000. Stick around.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners, LTD, and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services, LLC.
Target is in the bullseye because of its transgender bathroom policy.
The petition by the American Family Association to boycott Target now surpassing 1 million signatures and counting.
People have their own beliefs and stuff, but what can it hurt? What can it hurt? What can it hurt?
It hurts our daughters.
It hurts you.
It hurts our families.
It hurts me.
It hurts all of us.
Sign the petition to boycott Target
at AFA.net.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
As 2023 comes to a close, we are thankful for the generous and faithful supporters of FaithFi who believe in the message of financial faithfulness found in God's Word. This season, we want to give back to you. For your support, we'll send you the book, Leverage, Using Temporal Wealth for Eternal Gain. For just a few more days, you can request your copy with your gift of any amount at faithfi.com. Start the new year by aligning God's purposes with your finances. That's faithfi.com.
Spreading the love and message of Jesus just got easier. The Christmas Bundle helps break the ice and open the door to share the gospel. It contains a Christmas shirt, 3 Christmas button or wristband 10 packs, 8 ounces of Noel coffee, the Advent Alphabet Book, a Hope of All the Earth CD, and a 10-pack of Isaiah 9:6 stickers, all at a very special price. Get your Christmas Bundle today at resources.afa.net.
Are you struggling to fit your faith into your practice as a Christian financial advisor? The Certified Kingdom Advisor designation teaches you a step-by-step process to confidently deliver advice that aligns with Christian values. Discover the skills you need to help your clients make a kingdom impact. Get started today by enrolling in the CKA educational program at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified. That's kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Coming up in the next segment of the broadcast, our good friend Bob Dahl stops by. Bob is Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. He joins us each week with his insightful analysis of the markets and the economy. We've had some strength as of late. November was certainly strong in the markets. Markets up across the board today, although modestly. We'll get Bob's take on where we might be headed. I know he's hard at work at his 10 predictions, so that's something we'll be hearing about in the weeks ahead. But today, he'll weigh in on just the latest on the U.S. economy and the markets. And we'll look forward to that in the next segment. In the meantime, we're taking your calls and questions. Sharon Epps here today. And together, we're tackling what's on your mind financially at 800-525-7000. We've got some lines open, so you can call right now and get through at 800-525-7000. We'll be headed back to the phones here in just a moment. Sharon, we started today by talking about economic uncertainty, and you know, we could go two directions on that. Let's start with just economic uncertainty as it relates to someone who's just in a situation where maybe there's uncertainty around their job as we head into a possible recession next year. There's uncertainty around just balancing the budget because of inflation and expenses being up, and maybe they've had to turn to the credit cards because they didn't have that emergency fund. What would you say to that person who's experiencing that right now?
Well, first of all, don't go this alone. Get some community around you who can be praying with you and praying for you. If you'll remember, we said, let's claim God's promises, his promises to take care of us, and be reminded of the fact that he cares for the birds of the air and he cares for us. And so that's something that when we're isolated, it's very difficult to remember and keep in our forefront of our minds, and having good Christian people around us to be praying for us. I think the second thing is, when you're facing uncertainty about your job, it's a great time to just sit down and reevaluate your spending priorities and cut out anything that's not absolutely essential, and just make it a season where you double down on the things that are necessary, and that's paying your taxes and paying your debt and food and the basics that you need. And when you do that, I think it will relieve some stress because you're not just trying to keep running at the same pace that you were before the uncertainty.
Yeah. And this season in particular can get away from us, because if things were already tight and then we add on top of that gifts that haven't been planned for, all the trimmings, we're doing some extra things with the family. I mean, we could get to January and find that we've got a mountain of debt if we're not careful.
We're further in a hole. And this is a great time to become creative in your gift giving, because there's a lot of ways that you can give experiences that don't cost money. And my history is that when I've given experiences, actually, those are the most memorable gifts.
Yeah, I love that. What about family members? So we're watching somebody else going through a difficult season. It's somebody we care about and love. We want to help in a way that's helpful and not, leading them into a deeper hole. What are just some guidelines around how we can help, particularly family members?
Well, especially with family members, I think it's important to realize whether their uncertain time is because of an outside force they don't have control of, or if it's long-term bad habits. Yeah. And I think if it's long-term bad habits, the best help that we can give them, first of all, is prayer. And second of all, is helping them be trained in how to make good decisions. And that's where sometimes we get in trouble and just try to rescue. But in the other case where it's something that's happened, perhaps it's an unexpected job loss or a reduction in income or a medical emergency, I think that's the time you pull out the stops and help in as many practical ways as you can. And again, sometimes that's money. A lot of times it is practical helps, things like just dropping off a meal and saying, I thought I'd take that off your mind today, or offering a ride for some of the kids that might save them both gas money as well as time. So think practically about how you might help and not rescue, but become a partner with them as they walk through this time together.
I love that. Let's go one layer deeper on helping family members. Now talk about an adult child who's in a difficult spot.
Yeah, so with an adult child, it gets a little bit tricky. And you've heard us say here on Faith Finance that we really discourage family loans because of the fact that those tend to cause expectations that interrupt relationships. But this would be a time to evaluate, perhaps is this a season where that child needs maybe some early inheritance that's given smartly. I would encourage you, as you're helping those adult children, to have clear expectations and boundaries. It may be that you help one child, but another child is not in need. I would have complete transparent communication between the children so that there's not bitterness that can grow, unexpected consequences of a part of your generosity. So be thoughtful, be communicative, and be intentional.
Yeah, that's really helpful. All right. And then just for those friends, you know, outside our family, I mean, we may see needs at church. That's where obviously we can give. We just want to be thoughtful and not, you know, try to rescue. And I think to your point, often we just have to give and trust God for the outcome, because we don't know all the circumstances that led to the difficult spot.
As a general rule, you know, I think when we're helping strangers, it's good to give practical helps that, to the extent we can, giving actual food versus money, helping fill up a car with gas versus just giving a gift card on people that you don't know. I would say in the church, though, or particularly those that you can validate their circumstances a little bit more, I would encourage you to think about giving a gift card that allows them to decide where the money goes, particularly at Christmas time when you may have some parents that are struggling for Christmas gifts for their kids. I think it's much more empowering to give them the money to let them shop for their children versus you go shopping and just dump the gifts on their front porch.
Oh, boy. And that's a whole nother area when we talk about grandkids in particular. And often we can go around the parents. And I think the key there is just communication, right? Because, you know, we can inadvertently create relational dynamics that aren't good when we try to, you know, go around the parents in our decision making, specifically related to grandkids.
Well, you just hit home for me. I actually have a granddaughter that I have never been able to give clothes to because her mommy has said, first of all, we have more than we need. And second of all, I'd like to help pick it out. As a Gigi.
That's real.
Yeah, it is. You just hit home. As a Gigi, that makes me sad. But at the same time, I'm so thankful that my daughter's willing to express what she wants and that I can then know I'm blessing both my daughter and my granddaughter when I give a gift of something else.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, and kudos to you, Sharon, because a lot of Gigi's would just say, yeah, I'm going to find another way to do that. And maybe just the present shows up at the door. or under the tree.
Yes,
and
yes.
You've at least said, all right, I'll honor your wishes. And despite what I'd like to do, I'll find a way to bless the child without going around what mom and dad have asked. So that's really helpful. Well, I'll tell you, during this season, there is uncertainty. You know, there are wars and rumors of wars. And, you know, we can get into a situation where we're concerned. We're just genuinely losing sleep. And I think our heart's desire is that we could refocus you back on God's promises, the truth of Scripture, so that you know that God is your provider. You know, I think we can often lead ourselves to believe that my provision is dependent upon me and the government and my employer. And yes, we have a part, absolutely. We need to be workers. We were created to be workers, and the Bible is very clear about that. But at the end of the day, God is my provider, and so my trust needs to be squarely in Him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, folks, we're going to hit another break here just around the corner, and then Bob Dahl stops by. We'll look forward to getting Bob's take on the economy and the markets. Where is this market going from here? And what about that recession in 2024? Is that still in play, or is that now questionable? Bob will weigh in on all of it. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. She's Sharon Epps. I'm Rob West, and we'll be back with much more just around the corner. Stick around.
Sandy Rios 24/7. It's not a morning show, it's an all-day show, fueled by the wit and wisdom of Sandy Rios.
If you have a smartphone, I think you should download the AFR app.
Sandy Rios 24/7 is on the podcast page at AFR.net.
I have, you know, so many listeners from the radio show who are now listening to the podcast.
Sandy Rios 24/7.
You live my prayers all the time.
Sandy Rios 24/7 on the podcast page at AFR.net.
Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Christian parents are on the hook today because they have to identify the threats to the value system that's being taught to their children in public schools. And their job is to protect their kids from these influences.
Tune in for Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson, weekdays at 6:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. on American Family Radio.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to our program. God's blessings to you all.
If you enjoy this radio program, you're going to love all of the many different resources waiting for you at faithfi.com. You'll find more powerful wisdom, podcasts, articles, videos, and more from partners like the National Christian Foundation, Sound Mind Investing, and Christian Healthcare Ministries. Connect with the community of thousands of Christians striving to be good and faithful stewards, and check out all of the free biblical financial advice at faithfi.com.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Sharon Epps in the studio today. We're taking your calls and questions. 800-525-7000. We have some lines open. We'll probably have room for maybe one or two more questions before we round out the broadcast today. So call right now at 800-525-7000. But first, we're joined each week by our good friend Bob Dahl. He's Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. He's a frequent contributor on CNBC and Fox Business, and we always look forward to his analysis. Bob, good morning.
Same to you, Rob West.
And Sharon Epps is here today, so you got the dream team, my friend.
But, good morning, Bob.
Awesome. Hi, Sharon.
Hey, Bob, what does Goldilocks have to do with investing? I'm looking at your your deliberations for the week.
Yeah, not too hot, not too cold, just about perfect. You know that Goldilocks and the Three Bears story, and that's kind of what the economy seems to be settling into. At least that's a consensus belief. We're going to have okay growth, not too much inflation. Fed can take the foot off the brake and, sit back and enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Well, and then what's the flip side of that? Because the bears are pushing against that thesis, right?
Yeah, the flip side is, yeah, but stocks are already discounting a lot of good news because they're fairly expensive. And inflation is not to where the Fed wants it. How are we going to get it there? And by the way, every time I turn around, there's another economic statistic that seems to be slowing somewhat. So the bears would say not so fast with the putting your feet up and relaxing.
All right. So what say you, Bob Dahl, as we look into 2024, where are we headed, my friend?
Yeah, I think it's going to be bumpy. It's going to have a lot of trendlessness for a while till we can figure out where the economy is going to be. You know, our view is we have a weak period ahead of us, which will cause some challenge to the robust earnings estimates that are out there. Still consensus calling for double-digit percentage gain. So here at the high end of the 42 to 4600 S&P 500 trading range, Rob, we would be a little cautious and wait for lower prices to put some more money to work. And as we've said all along in this period of uncertainty, focus on companies that have good earnings predictability, good earnings persistence, and good cash flow characteristics.
Hmm. Oh, that's so helpful. Bob, we've been talking throughout this broadcast about uncertain times and what we do in uncertain times. Help us a little bit about with the housing market, what you see going on there.
So housing has been absolutely fascinating, Sharon. As you know, activity levels are way down, but prices have remained pretty firm in most parts of the country, despite the rise in mortgage rates. Look, I don't think we'll get through this period of weakness before we see some weakness in house prices, but boy, they've held up in a stellar way compared to most cycles.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Bob, as it relates to uncertainty, and that's where we started with the program today, what counsel do you give to folks that, you know, they're looking out, they're seeing the national debt, they're seeing, you know, the inflation, they're feeling that in the wallet every month, they're, you know, concerned about this idea of a recession next year. What would you say to that person who's just a little anxious right now?
You know, to just be careful. Don't have extreme positions in your portfolio. You know, no matter how concerned you are, I wouldn't have tons of cash. I'd have some because it is returning roughly 5%. And I find other people, oh, I'll just sail through this and have 100% of their portfolio in stocks. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure I'd be that robust either. Have some balance in the portfolio because, look, the future is always uncertain except to the God who makes time.
Yes.
And therefore, to us, we'll only be shown the future as each day rolls by. So don't get too carried away. Don't lose any sleep.
Yeah, well said, Bob. Finally, what are your latest thoughts just on the recession next year? Do you think we could see that soft landing, or do you think the economy will actually contract?
My guess is it'll either be noticeable weakness that we might not call a recession,
yeah,
or we have a recession. I think the soft landing, given all that we have done, for example, the Fed raising rates from 0 to 5.25% in 18 months, I don't think we just blink and say that doesn't matter. So I think there's some bumps along the way.
All right, Bob, don't forget, buy low and sell high, okay?
Oh, let me write that down. Got it. Thank you.
Hey, God bless you, my friend.
Same.
All right. That's Bob Dahl, Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. Hey, you can sign up for his weekly Dahl's Deliberations free at crossmarkglobal.com. Sharon, always good to get his perspective. But I think what it underscores, and Bob would say this as well, is that as we think about uncertainty, we need to be quick to apply those biblical principles that you talked about. One of those being maintaining a long-term perspective, right?
Absolutely. Because the reality is, we can't control what's happening day to day. In fact, we can't control what happens long term. But if we're investing over the long term, if we're paying off debt for the long term, then we're in the best position to handle whatever happens in the market.
Yeah. Beyond that, one of those other principles is to seek wise counsel. We talk about that a lot, and that's why we talk about the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation so often on this program. Where does wise counsel fit into that?
Well, all along the way, let me just say, because I think it's really easy to talk ourselves into about anything. Mm-hmm. And so when I have a certified Kingdom advisor, they can help me look at my overall goals and objectives in light of God's plan for my life, and then help me see the moves I need to make to fulfill them. And sometimes I may have kind of an instinctive reaction that I don't know if it's for sure what God's calling me to do, or I just want to do it. And I need somebody to help me sort through that. And a certified Kingdom advisor knows my whole financial situation. They know where I'm headed in my life, and they can help me sort out the positives and the negatives about going a particular way.
Yeah. Now, we may not be in a position where we're ready for a certified Kingdom advisor. Perhaps we're still working on our debt. Maybe we're just trying to communicate better with our spouse or get that budget in place once and for all. And wise counsel is important at that stage as well, right?
It totally is. And that's why we partner with CERT CFC to provide budget counselors that have been steeped in God's word first and then know those practical outpinnings that can help us with a live, give, owe, grow spending plan that can help us with questions about paying off our debt and getting on a budget. And speaking of that, Rob, I know in the news today that credit card spending has been reported as the number one thing that keeps us from building wealth. Mm. So we haven't focused on credit cards today, but I think it's a part of this discussion. Edelman Financial Engines said 39% of the people surveyed said credit card debt was what was keeping them from saving and investing. And so as we talk about this long-term view, as we talk about getting in line with what God would have us to do, I would say one of the first things I'd have you look at is get those credit cards paid off, because so often they keep us from following God's plan.
Yeah, there's no question about that. We know the data says over $1 trillion now owed on credit cards, the average interest rate 22%. I mean, that's obviously not going to allow us to go anywhere in the direction that God is leading. So how do we get that paid off? Well, under 4,000, we like the idea of the snowball. Up above 4,000, that's not a magic number, but it's just the number that tends to make sense for you then to look at a credit counseling option. We recommend Christian Credit Counselors at christiancreditcounselors.org to help you get out of debt once and for all. That's going to be really key. By the way, folks, if you want to seek that wise counsel, a couple of places you can go. First, faithfi.com to click find a CKA to find a certified Kingdom advisor. And these folks, Sharon, they can have confidence, have met high standards in character and competence and training, right?
They have. They have to have an industry designation such as the Certified Financial Professional and others. But in addition to that, they've put in the hours of biblical training and been tested on their biblical training so that you can have confidence that they know how to apply God's word.
Yeah, faithfi.com, just click find a CKA. And then if you want a certified Christian financial counselor, maybe you're in that situation where you just need somebody to help you get that spending plan in place and make it work for you. You want to look at an envelope system. You need help with the FaithFi app. You need a plan to get out of debt or to give more wisely. Just go to faithfi.com/cert. CFC, that stands for Certified Christian Financial Counselor, CERT, C-E-R-T, CFC, and you can search from those folks that would be delighted to assist you. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, Sharon, talking about economic uncertainty, how we replace fear with faith. You know, we need to monitor our anxiety. We need to go back to God's word, renew our minds, and perhaps some folks need to turn down the voice of the world because they're caught up in the news cycle or, you know, Twitter, and, you know, that's not helping to take them toward what God would have for them, is it?
It's not. You know, I feel prompted. Let me just say a quick prayer
for
you. So, Lord, we know that there are people listening today that are feeling these times of uncertainty. I just pray, first of all, Father, that you'll make your presence very real to them, that they will remember your promises. In fact, maybe go back to your word in a new, fresh way and look for your promises. Also pray that your body, the church, will come around them and give them encouragement and help them find those sources of counsel that will help them get back on track and know what you would have for them. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, folks, our heart's desire is that you would ultimately see God as your true treasure, and we want to help you do that each day in a way that's hopeful and encouraging. And I trust that you came away from today's broadcast feeling more confident that you can place your trust in the Lord, that you can go back to the scriptures, that you can pull out those principles, and that hopefully either you can help the people on your path or God's people will be helping you if you're in a time of need. We're certainly here to help and would love to invite you into our community at faithfi.com. Sharon, it's always a joy to share the mic with you.
Thank you. It's been great to be here today.
All right. Folks, here as we head toward the end of the year, we're working on our giving goal from listener support. If you want to check out our impact report to find out all that God has allowed us to do this year, where we're headed next year, and how we're doing in light of that year-end goal, and how you can participate with a one-time or a monthly gift, just head to faithfi.com, that's faithfi.com, and click on Give. For Rob West, myself, and Sharon Epps, I want to say thanks to my team today, Jim Henry, Adam Suddeth, and Devin Patrick. Couldn't do it without them. This has been Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Have a great day, and come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.